Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We made it. And we only have one more day till game day. Big Saturday night showdown with the Bears. The Packers getting ready to take on Chicago for claim to the NFC North. The news just a bit ago, the Packers announcing that Brenton Cox Jr. has been activated off of injured reserve. He will play tomorrow in Chicago. Give the Packers some pass rush help when they most desperately need it after the loss of Micah Parsons. Obviously, no one expects him to come in and be Reggie White 2.0, but to have any kind of help when it comes to rushing the passer right after losing your all-star pass rusher, that's some fortuitous timing, to say the least. One other bit of news, speaking of pass rushers, Colin Oliver, the rookie edge rusher slash linebacker, was declared out, was downgraded from questionable to out, and will not travel to Chicago. But there's still a possibility that he gets activated on Monday. He still has the end of his 21-day window, which comes up on Monday afternoon. So still be on the lookout for that possibility, but he will not play, will not make his NFL debut Saturday night in Chicago. And the Packers, I mean, very little left to say about this game that we haven't talked about quite a bit throughout the week. Bears fans have certainly chimed in. I've gotten so many comments, tweets, emails, Facebook messages, more so than most rivalry weeks. We expect a lot of that stuff, but man, they are ready for this game. God bless. It's going to be in their house. It's going to be a playoff-like atmosphere. I said it yesterday, I'll repeat it here. It's a business trip for the Green Bay Packers. Go in and take care of business. No need to do anything beyond your capabilities, but their capabilities are enough. Going back and watching that first matchup where the Packers, you know, took control of that game at the end of the first half, going up 14-3, there's nothing there that would suggest that the Packers can't operate without Micah Parsons and can't do what they need to do on offense without potentially Zach Tom or even Josh Jacobs. But I understand the trepidation that some Packers fans have expressed regarding how banged up the team is. It's hard to look at a injury report that has 10 players listed as questionable and not think, you know, about the worst possible outcome. But I'm here to tell you, I think Matt LaFleur is going to surprise a whole bunch of people, both in and outside of the Packers fandom. Not saying that automatically they're going to win, but I do expect them to make this a really, really good game. And there's a very good chance they come out on top. I suspect if they play a clean game, they will win. Now, that's very easily said, but a hell of a lot harder to do against a Bears team that has, again and again and again, shown that they can turn the ball over. They can force a turnover on anybody. Every single week, it seems, they force another one. We know they got Jordan in that first contest. But if the Packers can play clean and they can control the ball on offense, I think that's their path to victory. And with Christian Watson in the lineup on offense, you've got to think that will dictate how the Bears play schematically, approach-wise. I think you're going to see a whole lot of two-high shell, precious few single-high snaps in this game after repeatedly getting burned, both with single-high stuff and sending heavy pressure. Jordan Love's too good for that, especially when he has Watson as an outlet. I think you're going to see Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator, committed to staying with that too high shell and just letting things happen, not getting impatient when it comes to the pass rush, because we know the Bears don't have a dynamic upfront pass rush when they try to rush just four. But I think they're going to have to stay patient. I think that will be their approach because, you know, too many times in that previous matchup, you saw Jordan Love go to town and not just to Watson, but that will make it incumbent upon the guys up front to not only hold up, but to make things work in the run game. Whether Zach Tom is able to go or not, I'm not holding my breath in that regard. I suspect he won't play. But whoever's out there at right tackle, along with the other four guys, this is a game where they have to come off firing right at the snap, right at the start of the game. It's going to be loud. There's going to be tons of energy from the Bears fans. Not so much you've got to take them out of the game with a big play, but take them out of the game with a, you know, repeated execution, game, time, you know, play after play after play, marching it down the field and kind of taking the air out of the stadium. That to me is the way forward here, and I suspect that will be LaFleur's approach. But all that to say, I think it's going to be a great game. I don't doubt for a moment the big kind of narrative going into tomorrow night's contest will be about how Hafley operates and how his approach looks different, might be different, is different without Micah Parsons. Because, look, we all saw how Ben Johnson really, I'm not going to say didn't trust his quarterback, but certainly, you know, got his quarterback outside the pocket on the move away from Parsons quite a bit on a lot of the boot action. You heard Micah in the post game talking about how annoying it was, how much boot they ran. I don't think that changes much, even if Micah's not in there. It's going to be interesting to see how Hafley responds to it without Parsons to chase the quarterback around. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody in the comment section, everyone mixing it up. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. Really appreciate that each and every one of you guys come here each and every day, Monday through Friday. I mean, I say it all the time, but I really do mean that. It kind of blows me away that anybody utilizes Cheesehead TV to connect to the Green Bay Packers in any way, shape, or form. And the fact that so many of you do each and every day, that we have regulars here that utilize Cheesehead TV, that here on Packers Daily each and every day, whether you're here live or listening later on the podcast or watching on YouTube on a replay, I really, really appreciate it. Really, thank you so much. All right, before we get to your questions and comments, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Football season is all about action, and sometimes injuries happen. Whether it's a sprain, strain, or something more serious, ThetaCare Orthopedic Care is here to help you recover like a pro. Their team offers expert care for bones, joints, and muscles, so you can get back to doing what you love, on the field or in the stands. Don't let pain sideline you. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's going on? What's on your minds? The man, 5705, thanks for the super chat, man. Does it make sense to have Zane play McKinney's position while McKinney slides into Williams' aggressive run-stopping role? I hear what you're thinking, like as far as wanting to get your best player tooled to try and stop what the Bears do the best, which is run the football, right? I suspect they'll keep McKinney exactly where he is doing a lot of the free safety stuff. And the other thing to remember here is it's never quite so cleanly delineated. Like, obviously, McKinney is still going to contribute to stopping the run, whether he is playing free or strong safety. I think Zane is pretty well positioned to kind of help fill that role. Now, I don't think anybody's going to confuse the fact that he's, you know, a step down from Evan Williams just because Evan's been playing at a very high level all year long. You know, but Zane's a physical guy. He'll stick his nose in there against the run. And some of that isn't even just play calls where he's like a strong safety supposed to be triggering on the run. Some of it is just Evan Williams just being a really good player and having phenomenal instincts. But I do think Zane's a physical guy. We've seen that in his kind of spot duty here throughout his career. And I suspect they'll keep McKinney right where he is in that free safety role. Now, that said, a lot of what Hafley likes to do is try and confuse the quarterbacks, and the interplay between the safeties, especially pre-snap, can try to, you know, get the quarterback thinking one thing and then actually the coverage is something else. You do wonder how much they're going to be able to do if Williams isn't out there with McKinney and Anderson, or McKinney and Bullard, or McKinney and whoever, simply because those guys have so much time on task and then so much kind of almost unspoken communication pre-snap that there's a chance they have to dial some of that back, right? If regardless of whoever's back there. E4, what's up, man? Packer fans filling Soldier Field with joyous Go Pack Go chants in the fourth quarter makes angels smile. Just saying. Man, from your super chat to the football god's ears, need to hear it tomorrow night. That would be phenomenal. Mimsy, what's up, man? Time to start the rivalry against the Gary Bears. The Gary Bears. That whole thing is crazy. Like, obviously, it's a leverage play, and I suspect they're not going anywhere, but it is kind of hilarious to think about, no doubt. Jerry, what's up, man? Pack need to come out swinging hard, rally together. I mean, yeah, they definitely need to hopefully get on the front foot in this game, but again, I said this kind of a bit yesterday, but just play solid ball. If they play clean, solid football, this is a game they should win. You know, they don't need to be the high flying act. They don't need to do anything outside the norm. They don't need to do anything trick play crazy, right? Just play your brand of ball and they should win. Dan, what's up? I thought they were the Care Bears. Go Pack Go. Hey, the Care Bears shoot love. I don't know if that's what the Bears do. Steve-O, what's going on, man? Either team can come back from a first half slash third quarter deficit. This should be a banger for sure. Looking forward to hanging out at the watch party. Let's fucking go. Thanks, Steve-O. Yeah, I can't wait to see you all hanging out at the watch party. I'm very excited for this Saturday night primetime Bears-Packers games. I mean, we haven't ever had one of these in my lifetime. Very excited for it. Very unique. It's going to be a great time. Allegedly, what's up, man? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Germans? Forget it. He's rolling. Random Packer, Dave Roller. Get it? Because they're roll. He's rolling. I get it. I like it. And no, yeah, nothing's over till we say it's over, right? Spartan Warrior, how you doing, man? As Rocky Balboa famously said to Adonis Creed, one step, one punch, one round at a time. Go Pack Go. I mean, that's really the key to me. You know, it's so kind of easy to say, but you've seen so many times in the NFL, I'm not talking about the Packers here, I'm just talking any team where they face a little bit of adversity and guys feel like they need to press and do more and things kind of fall apart and go south quick. And that's why I say they don't need to do anything that they're not capable of. They don't need to do anything more than themselves. Just play their brand of football. You know, especially as they've been playing it over the course of the last month plus, right? Essentially since the Giants game, this is a team that's really found itself. And I understand other teams in the league may operate differently, may look differently, and that's all well and good. But the Packers, they're still in a really good spot. Despite all these injuries, despite coming off a tough loss, they're in a perfect spot heading into these last three games, starting with tomorrow night. Giuseppe Joseph, what's up, man? Nags, will they call up a practice squad tight end with Wiley in the concussion protocol? If they're going to, they haven't yet, and would have suspected we would have seen it by now, but that doesn't mean they won't. I do think they get, because it's a Saturday game, they get the opportunity to do so Saturday morning. So stay tuned. But as of right now, they haven't done anything. Dale Norton is here. What's up, Dale? Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Rob. Zane, another Matt Bowen? Why? Because he's white? I'm sorry. You left that one wide open. I can't help it. Bears can't relocate without Rodgers' approval. He still owns them. This is a fair point. This is a very fair point. You know, you got to be able to explain to ownership what you're doing. You know, no doubt about it. Nate Smith, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. Half has to bring a combination of bringing heat and playing discipline against the Ben Johnson screen game. Yeah, that bringing heat part is the issue, too, because, man, last year in Detroit, in both Lions games, actually, where obviously Johnson was the play caller, man, he ate Halfley up on some of that screen stuff. And there were a number of times when Halfley had stuff dialed up, especially on third down where Johnson really took advantage of him. Now, with that said, they seem to kind of really put a clamp on that in the last go around. There was one screen, a wide receiver screen out to the right in particular, where the Bears got that one to pop. But outside of that, I think they ran like three or four of them, and Packers were all over almost every single one. So hopefully he's got a better handle on that tendency. But you're not wrong. It is a balance because there's no secret here, right? He's going to have to get a little bit more creative. And that doesn't mean engage eight every single time. Like, you're not sending tons of bodies at the quarterback on every obvious passing down. That's asking for death, essentially, especially with a play caller as good as Ben Johnson. But he is going to have to dip into a bag of pressures that he probably hasn't utilized in a while. And that could be anything from some more safety blitzes or maybe the odd corner cat blitz. You know, there are all sorts of different ways you can go about it. It's really going to be having to tread carefully, though, because of exactly what you're talking about. There is not a guy on this earth that I have seen with a better knack for calling screens on third downs when guys are getting blitzed and really having a knack for, I know what you like to do tendency wise, as far as when you do pressure, how you pressure and where you're pressuring from. And I have the exact right screen call dialed up to take advantage of it. I've seen it way too many times with Johnson. So it is going to be something where I would suspect there's a chance maybe Hafley starts pressuring on earlier downs, you know, get them behind the sticks and then just play coverage on third and long, etc. But that's part of the chess match, right? That's why we watch. That's the fun part. Oh, Frank from Ireland, thank you so much for the kind words. And thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. What else we got? We got Steve-O in here talking to everybody. Brett, what's up, man? Brett, would you have attended the 2007 NFC Championship game at Lambeau with Corey if your daughter was not due around that time? What a pull. You know, instead of, you mean, having her literally falling asleep on my chest on the sofa as Tynes kicks the field goal to send the Giants to the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. It's such a weird hypothetical because my whole life was about, you know, having a third child and the idea that maybe we wouldn't have been having a third child. Would I have gone to that game? Probably, but I don't know. I don't know. I never really thought about it, man. You know, I didn't end up going to the Super Bowl that when 2010, because I wanted to be with my kids when I watched the Super Bowl. So I don't know, man. It's weird. It's like asking me about like a part of myself that doesn't exist because my kids are such a part of myself. I don't know if that makes any sense. What else we got here? Michael, what's going on, man? If the Packers win the toss, do you prefer the kick or receive in this game? Ooh, I got asked this on the radio earlier, and I got to admit, if it's myself, I probably take it. I try and go score and get up early and take control. But I suspect Matt LaFleur will, if he wins the toss, he'll defer. And I completely get it. Like, I don't hate either option here. But I like trying to get control right out of the gate, march down the field, put seven on the board, and have them chasing you from the get-go. Now, that said, you know, the idea being you're hopefully going to get a stop and score your own touchdown, et cetera, and also get the chance for a double up coming out of half, getting the ball after the halftime. I completely understand the attractiveness of that option. But yeah, I'd take the ball. I suspect LaFleur, if he's winning the toss, will defer, but we'll see. FMCH, what's up, man? Did we learn we need to force Caleb to his left after that last game? I hope so. Yeah, he's deadly to his right. There's zero doubt about that. But it ain't like he's a slouch to his left either. I mean, contain is going to be important either way he goes. Here's the thing. I don't think there's any one answer here, right? There's going to be a mixture of a lot of different stuff as far as trying to contain him and trying to hem him in. But I'm fascinated to see if Hafley tries to like lay a trap almost at some point in the game. If you look at the Bills Patriots game a couple like last week, you know, earlier this year, Drake May was killing people to his also going to his right. And at one point late in the game, the Bills had Bosa lined up as, you know, like he was going to pass rush and he drops into coverage essentially. But there's a guy behind him to take care of whatever might be over there. And May, sure enough, escapes to his right. And Bosa just triggers. Like, there was never any real coverage responsibility there. You know, he just goes and essentially wins the game. I'm not saying it's that easy. Like, you just do that. But that kind of thing, I wouldn't be surprised if they have, at some point in the game, some kind of high leverage moment, third down, tie game, or like their Bears are trying to drive the ball to tie, etc. Maybe the Packers pull something like that where they make it look like something, but there's a guy laying in wait to actually just, you know, trigger the hell out of the quarterback when he breaks contain. But ultimately, yeah, man, I think it's the book is out, right? There's no secret anymore. You don't want this cat getting out to his right outside the pocket. He is deadly in that area. There's no hedging here. He's a deadly weapon when he's got the ball with time, surveying the field, rolling to his right. And the secondary, man, you got to plaster. It's got to be plaster city once he escapes, because he is looking downfield. He is looking to make a play. Menace, kind of going along with this. 7 or 56 line up to Caleb's right to contain, only rush 3, drop everyone else into coverage. 7 or 56, only job. Keep that motherfucker in front of you and make him go left if he refuses to play quarterback in the pocket. Well, I do think, funnily enough, I was just rewatching the game, and Halfley did not exactly that, but played the rush 3 play coverage card a couple of times in that game. And to Caleb's credit, he hit the check down two of those times. The other time, I think, was an incomplete as he escaped to his left. But I like the idea. But again, you can't – that's a card you can play, right? That's a call. You can't be calling that every single time in every single passing situation, because Ben Johnson will eat that up, you know? But yes, conceptually, as far as like a call that you could utilize, absolutely. Love the idea. Mike, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags. You know I am a natural-born Packers Eeyore, but I have a gut feeling we are going to win tomorrow. Brenton Cox coming out party tomorrow? I don't think that would be great. I don't need a Brenton Cox coming out party. I just need a Brenton Cox do your job party. The job being keep the quarterback hemmed in and get him on the ground when you have the opportunity. I mean, look at the thumbnail of this video. That is literally Brenton Cox sacking Caleb Williams last year in Soldier Field. So he knows how to do it. Let's do it again. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow night on Watch Party. Thank you so much. Go Pack, go.